Well, Sophie and Alicia joined us from KUT in Austin today. And of course, South by Southwest is going on in Austin, but the city's also in the midst of an investigation into a series of three bombing attacks that have killed two members of prominent African-American families, and we wanted to check in on that. Tony Plahetsky joins me now from Austin. He's an investigative reporter for the Austin American Statesman and for the TV news station KVU. Tony, welcome to On Point.
Nice to be with you.
So first of all, bring us up to speed. I mean, how much do we know about these package bombs that have struck some prominent African-American families in the city?
What we know so far is that these devices are not being delivered through the U.S. Postal Service or from any professional carrier like UPS or FedEx. Instead, what police believe is happening is that the perpetrator is driving to these locations in the dead of night, leaving them at doorsteps so that they are then found by the residents the next morning. And that is what we have seen now three times over the past couple of weeks here, beginning on March 2nd in Austin.
Okay, and so one of the victims, Anthony House, he was the first person killed when the bomb exploded on his porch. He's the son of Reverend Freddie Dixon. I mean, tell us a little bit about him.
We know that he lives in North Austin. He does have a connection to Freddie Dixon, Reverend Freddie Dixon. It is Reverend Dixon's stepson.
Okay.
And Reverend Dixon is also very good friends with a man, a local dentist in town by the name of Norman Mason. And we know that it is Norman Mason's grandson, 17-year-old Draylen Mason, who was killed in this second attack that happened earlier this week. And so the connections are a focus, one of several focuses of the law enforcement investigation right now. And I've talked to various law enforcement sources who really are unsure that those connections are really going to yield any clues or if this was all just one big coincidence. But it does remain, the connections do remain a focal point of the investigation today.
Okay. Now, the third package that has exploded seriously wounded a 75-year-old woman, Esperanza Herrera, but police aren't sure if she was the intended target?
That's right. That is part of the investigation as well. What we do know from our reporting is that there is another person who lives on that same street who has the last name Mason, but what she has told us is that she is not connected to the Mason family where the first blast occurred, where the second blast occurred. But at the same time, that also has intensified interest in whether or not there may be a particular family that is being targeted for some reason.
Uh-huh.
But again, authorities really are puzzled by all of this and at this point have gone down the road of several possible theories, but none of those theories have really locked in place, and at least a couple of them at this point have really not stood up against the test of other evidence.
But Tony, I mean, I guess the obvious question that I have to ask is, are authorities investigating these bombings as hate crimes or potential acts of terrorism? I mean, three bombs have gone off in Austin.
What I am being told from law enforcement sources is that they are open to any and all possibilities, including that there is a racial factor in this. The police chief has acknowledged publicly the obvious, which is that the first and second victims, Anthony and then the Draylen Mason, are both African-American males. Anthony House and Draylen Mason are both African-American males.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I'm seeing here that Reverend Joseph Parker, who's a pastor at a chapel in East Austin, says it's reminding him of Birmingham in the 1960s. It's bringing all that back up. I mean, is that how the communities of color in Austin are feeling right now?
Absolutely. And I spoke to Reverend Parker yesterday, and he did say that. He said, I was a small child when the bombings in Birmingham were happening. And it is reminiscent, at least to parts of our community. And the fear is high. I mean, at this point, Austin police have asked anyone, really pleaded with anyone who gets a suspicious package on their doorstep, please don't go near the package, please call 911. And the good news is that people are doing that. I checked this morning. We've gotten, Austin police have gotten about 500 of those types of calls since early in the week. So people are being cautious. The big fear, though, is that is this person going to strike again at some point in the future?
Right. Well, I got to say, Tony Plahetsky, investigative reporter for the Austin American-Statesman and for KVU, joining us today from Austin. Thank you so much for bringing up to speed on us up to see on some very troubling incidences in Austin. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.